know if I like this show. It's like it's they're playing a song that's not really politically correct nowadays.
Going out to Virginia in Riverdale.
Yeah, there you go, Virginia. Now you can tune back in.
You sure do look pretty today.
No, you. How did you even see me?
I know, you're all camoed up.
Statler Brothers, Monday Morning Secretary, 6:08. Good morning. Hope y'all had a nice little weekend, nice breather. Get us back to normal, kind of take a big deep breath, as much to normal as we possibly can. Seis de Mayo.
Oh, it is Seis de Mayo.
Happy Seis de Mayo. Yesterday, yeah. Of course, Cinco de Mayo. Great news. That means today, all mayo is on sale. remember to take down all of your Cinco de Mayo decorations, of course. You had a big old party yesterday. Did you party? Did you do any nachos? Did you do anything Cinco de Mayo-ish?
Went to Chili's.
That counts. Yeah. Kind of.
Went to Chili's.
Mexican-Americans go to Chili's when they don't know what real Mexican food is.
Quesadilla explosion salad. If there's not anything Mexican Cinco de Mayo about that, I don't know.
And have you had the explosion yet?
No.
No? You're good to go?
I love that. That's what I get every time I go there.
That is. That sounds really good. For Mystique Dan, the Kentucky Derby was 2 minutes of heart-pounding excitement followed by disappointment. And now he knows how a lot of people felt on their wedding night.
Poor Dan.
Yeah, I know. 2 minutes of very much exciting. And then a new study shows that anger can increase your risk of heart attack. So the risk goes away as soon as you turn off the news. Man, it can anger you a little bit. You know, when I heard that about yesterday, oh my gosh. Unbelievable. Our hearts go out to Bill Hooser, the officer who was killed in the line of duty yesterday. And, of course, the suspect was on the loose until he wrecked the stolen white truck in Tooele area. And just heart-wrenching. Did some, you know, they had hundreds of police officers escorting the body to the coroner's office yesterday. Then we'll do the same as that's escorted back down to the Santaquin area. So our hearts just go out to that. Anytime we have an officer fall in the line of duty, first responders, everybody that put their life on the line for us every single day. It's just, y'all are amazing. But again, just some heart-wrenching news over the weekend. We have a couple of things here to look forward to today. We have our Instant Cash Song of the Day. That continues. We will announce that coming up in 50 minutes from now at 7 a.m. We'll announce what song you need to be listening for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. And then when you hear that song play, just be caller Z, and you win $250. So in other words, if you do the Cottonwood High math or Davis High math, it comes out to be $1,000 a day that we send out of here. Not like, well, if we don't give it away, we just roll it over, you know, type of thing. Nope, it's $1,000 a day that we're giving out here. And cash goes on again all this week.
Also, we have Brooks and Dunn ticket tag in the 9, 11, 3, and 5 p.m. hours. They'll be here May 30th at Utah First Amphitheater with Ernest and David Lee Murphy. And you can go for free on the Z. Of course, the 8 a.m. round or the 9 a.m. round, we won't need a name because it's our first winner for this contest.
Yeah.
So this morning in the 9 a.m. hour, all you got to do is get through and be caller Z.
Now, my brother from another mother, Keith Urban. High on Vegas. It's his little residency down there in Fontainebleau. Did I say that right? Is it Fontainebleau?
Fontainebleau.
Fontainebleau.
It's a brand new $360 million hotel, I think.
Wow.
It's fancy.
Wow, I guess.
But he's doing
nothing but the best for him.
Right. High on Vegas residency there. And we'll be giving away a getaway with 2 nights accommodations at the Fontainebleau and 2 tickets to see Keith's High on Vegas tour. That'll be up on the website a little later on today.
You bet. And last but not least, we're going to take care of Mom.
It's Coasters and Country.
Yeah.
In the 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. hour, listen for the cue to call you in. 2 Lagoon passports should qualify for 4 Jason Aldean tickets and a Zoom meet and greet with Jason. The drawing for that will be 6:30 p.m. this Friday. That's a lot to remember.
It is.
But it's all at z104country.com. If you have questions, you can text and ask, or you can call. But we have a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in and being patient with us, because that is a lot to remember. There will not be a test. You know, just try to remember it, like what, like Deb said. If you have any question at all, it's all right there on our website. It's beverage day today. Enjoy your favorite beverage.
I am, as we speak.
Yeah. I already enjoyed one this morning. And so enjoy that. National Tourist Appreciation Day. We welcome all tourists.
Spend your money here in Utah.
And then leave.
Thank you.
And then go home. Don't take our jobs and don't take our housing market. National Nurses Day.
Hey, nurses, today you can get a 24-ounce drink or cookie free at Swig all day today.
Love that.
In celebration of Nurses Day.
Now, how do you prove that? Just be in your surgery?
I guess, or have your badge
you
or whatever.
You have a little nursey badge thing,
yeah,
right there?
Yeah, your little nursey badge.
Yeah. And then no diet day today, so for me it's just Monday.
It's just Monday for me, Ben.
Brian, Luke Bryan there, and love you, miss you, mean it on the Z. Happy Monday morning.
Today is National Nurses Day. Really, every day should be.
Started in 1982, National Nurses Day.
Today is National Nurses Day. That's a day to thank nurses for the hard work they do every day, keeping patients healthy.
Thank you, nurse.
Nurse! Nurse!
Thank you, nurse.
Nurses are the most undervalued members of our society by far.
Thank you, nurse.
It's a day of appreciation for nurses.
Nurses are celebrating National Nurses Day.
My favorite nurse. Very kind.
It's showtime.
And big shout out to all of our nurses out there, one of which is my sister, Nancy, there at IMC in Murray. A big shout out to her. She's done that for years. And to all of the other nurses out there. It seems to me like, especially when you're on morphine, nurses are awesome.
More, please.
Oh, my gosh. I know that when I had my, I don't know what it was. You know how healthy I am.
Yes, absolutely. Last time I was hospitalized.
Actually, what was it? I think it was my PE, my pulmonary embolism or something years ago. And, man, that hurt like a mother. And then they find me about 3 o'clock in the morning. Got me just a little bit of morphine to help with the pain. And boy, that was delicious. And then you love everyone. It doesn't matter. You could have the person stopping by that, it gives you a warm blanket or just goes by with a cart that's picking up whatever.
You just need some Paragoric in your nightstand.
Yeah.
You can have it whenever you want.
Yeah, and then you just say, I love you. Yeah. I love you. You're the best. New study, by the way, in Japan actually found, here's the nurse's orders or doctor's orders, that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings.
Researchers scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated the reward circuits in their brain, which are linked to feelings of pleasure and happiness. They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more gray matter in those areas, which suggests it might even change your brain structure over time. They said for those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy.
Yeah.
So overall well-being, some sports.
Now I have I'm going to just tuck that in my little back pocket right there.
Judy, I got to watch sports. It helps with my mental health.
That's right here on
this
report.
Here in this survey.
Here, I just so happen to keep it in my wallet in case you needed to ask for it. But there you go. Now, what's the last sport that you watched?
In person?
No.
On TV?
On TV. Girls softball, women's softball. Soccer. Women's soccer.
I mean, really, probably the Jazz for a minute.
Okay.
Basketball.
Before they were done with the regular season stuff like that.
I went to a junior Jazz game over the weekend, but I wasn't on TV.
Yeah, that's all right. That kind of counts. Was it good for your mental health?
Absolutely. Look at me.
Well, sure.
I'm the picture of mental health. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's what I was just going to go on to say.
I think I could use a little more basketball.
You're like the poster child of mental health.
Absolutely, you know? I am.
Women's kayaking. What about that?
No, I didn't. No. What about you?
Golf.
Oh, golf.
I watched golf yesterday.
Okay.
Watched a smidge of that. And I've been watching this UFL stuff. The United Football League, and they're, since they're kind of doing their, obviously football's not going on. And so that's when the UFL kicks in. And I got reading up on the UFL. Would everybody like me to share a little bit of information that I learned?
Absolutely, from the UFL? David. Yeah.
So this obviously is being financially supported big time by sponsors, like Under Armour. So if you look at all of their uniforms, everything is Under Armour. And so they're, because I was sitting there thinking, where are they getting their money from? How come they're on major, network TV? And is it just because there's nothing else going on? What's going on? I mean, I'm not saying that they are not worthy of being on TV, but they, because they're good athletes and everything. I mean, so then I got Google searching for the salaries. And I thought, okay, they certainly can't be paying these guys millions like they do in the NFL and have this thing survive. And so I Googled it, and of course, because Google is correct in every
Absolutely.
Aspect of life. And I found out that active players on the roster make $5,500 a week, which is $22,000 a month. Inactive players on the roster, still on the team, they're on the roster, but they're not actively on, on the lineup or whatever, the starting, is half that, $2,500 a week. So you're still making $10,000 a month. Now, for you and I, that'd be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Absolutely, I'll take it.
But for people who have busted their butt in athletes and training and getting and putting their life at risk of injury and, I'm trying to look at it both ways. I mean, maybe that's not a whole lot compared to what maybe they've invested into it. But it's not a bad gig, $22,000 a month if you're on the active players roster. And now, I don't know. What I don't know is, do they get that year round, or is that just
during
the season? And so it's sort of like a part-time job to them. And then they're responsible for staying in shape and all that other stuff in the off season. Maybe some of y'all know a little bit more than I do. It's hard to believe.
Where's the closest UFL team to us?
God, that's a good question. I don't know. Google that. All right, we're back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance, and our slot for that goes at about this time Monday through Friday. Now, of course, our heart's heavy for the officer, Bill Hooser, in the Santaquin Police Department this morning for the tragic incident over the weekend yesterday. And of course, and then Deb has picked out the perfect song to go along with it this morning as well after our Pledge of Allegiance. But my gosh.
I can't even imagine when I woke up to this. You texted me about it first, and then I saw it as the news was coming in, and I can't even imagine why this happened.
Yeah.
It's just a tragedy.
It hits home because it, and so will this song, because it really is, it nails it on the head as far as what police officers go through, first responders go through, for the actual people involved and also the families as well. Good morning, Z104. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to have you along, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. I've been trying to get to do this forever with you guys. I'm glad I finally got through.
Oh, that's awesome, Jeremy. We appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate your persistence on this as well. What area are you calling from?
I actually live in Layton, but work on Hill Air Force Base.
Oh, man, good for you, and thank you. So your commute is not too far, then?
No, it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah. No, there you go. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the Z along and helping us out with the pledge. And it's all yours, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life, just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words, lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine. Tempered strength is always tough, but he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. With his wife and kids praying by his bed, he said, I'm gonna be alright. There's just sometimes you gotta fight, and the truth is nothing truer could be said. I do it for us, and I do it for them, and I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. And the weight of it is staggering. When duty calls each time, he knows he's got to answer, and it's all in the handling the weight, oh, the heavy weight of the badge. And he ain't gonna buckle the badge. No, he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge.
King George on that one, George Strait, the weight of the badge. And as I mentioned previously, that song really does hit home for what happened here over the weekend. Again, they have identified the truck driver, the scumbag who did it, but I'm not going to say his name. 647. Thank you, Jeremy.
Just like, what in the world?
Yeah. Not even. So, just unbelievable. All right. You don't see that very often, where we play two songs in a row on the Z.
We had somewhat of an emergency.
Yeah, had a little bit of a...
Are we going to say what it is?
Kind of a shizzy morning going on here.
I said...
So I go in to have a bowel movement.
Oh, Dave. You just take care of some business in the restroom.
And my AirPods fell in the toilet.
I yelled down the hall. I said, Dave, we got 5 seconds. He goes... You're going to have to play another song.
I'm in there trying to dry off my AirPods. Because after I had done my business, of course, it can't happen before I do my business. It has to happen after I do my business, before you flush the toilet. And I leaned, and I guess they fell out of my sweat jacket pocket here and went right in the midst of everything else. And so it's been a little bit of a morning.
Wow. So they were in the little box?
They are. They were.
I
yes,
bet they're
they
all
were.
Right. I and bet so, they'll be fine, David.
But, you know.
Just
I
let
mean,
them air out and dry off. They'll be fine.
My case is now brown instead of white, but it's a little different. Yeah, not a good morning. However, it could be
Happy
a great
Monday.
It could be a great morning for you and a great day for you because we are going to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day, and you could win some cash here.
Well, she may have dropped her dentures in the toilet. It is Mama's House. That's the Instant Cash Song of the Day, Mama's House by Thomas Rhett, featuring Morgan Wallen. Listen for that song for sure this hour. It will play also in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's worth $250 cash every single time. That's $1,000 going out the door again today.
Again, Mama's House, Thomas Rhett, Morgan Wallen. Together on that one, that's the song that you are listening for. And just to give, you know, Jimmer, our midday guy and afternoon guy, CJ, a little bit of peace of mind, I have thoroughly washed my hands with soap and water several times, along with hand sanitizer and everything else. I can only imagine what would be going through their mind, because I'd be thinking the same thing. I'm like, you just reached in to the sewer system to pick up your...
You're going to have to play another song!
I mean, at that point, I actually could have ran down, and but I didn't want to run the board with feces on my hand.
Well, no.
No,
you never want to do that.
Son of a gun.
It's Radio 101, Dave.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. Just play another song.
You're Kristen welcome. Peterson said, I knew a tragedy had occurred when you played two songs in a row.
Sorry, I usually don't do that, but I'm like, oh, no.
Somebody else said, they're going to sound really crappy now.
I know. And we still have a crap load of rain here on the way, a little bit. Pretty much on and off today, tonight, tomorrow. Hit and miss through the rest of the week, but Mother's Day, man, you are looking at a crap load of sunshine.
This is not headline news. Police were called to a hotel after Britney Spears and her boyfriend got into a fight. The investigation is being led by the LAPD's Britney Spears unit. Boeing will launch their first manned spaced capsule today. Note to the astronauts, check the door. Hall and Oates officially split. Hall sang most of the lead vocals, but Oates gets custody of the mustache. Hawaii has approved the shaka as the official state gesture. Not to be outdone, New Jersey just did the same thing with the middle finger. Bob Seger turned 79 today. These days, his only night moves are from his Craftmatic adjustable bed to the bathroom. Yes, Bob Seger is 79 and now backed by the Centrum Silver Bullet Band. This is not headline news.
Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late. Too late. Z104. You got it on Utah's number one country station with Dave and Deb here hanging out in the mornings. And got a little suggestion for Apple. Why don't you make the case floatable? Now, wouldn't that be a good idea, though? Honestly,
yeah,
if you think about it.
Yeah.
You lose them in the lake.
I mean, it would still,
You lose them in the,
Right.
If you had
It'd
that
still
case.
Get wet and stuff inside, but at least it wouldn't sink to the bottom, and you wouldn't have to fish it out of the bottom of the bowl.
If they make it floatable, then I would imagine they could make it water resistant. You know, so when you it's closed, then it would have a little gasket there.
Otter box for your AirPods.
Yeah, pretty much. Because of my stupidity, I want Apple to redesign their AirPod case.
Yes.
To make it poop proof.
You're gonna have to play another
Stop.
I'm glad you're okay because I thought maybe you were really sick in there and something else was going on.
I was. After that I got a little nauseated. You know, having to fish through the sewer system for those. Hey, that's not one of the things that will make someone attractive, just so you know, when you talk about fishing your AirPods or your phone out of the toilet. How about kindness, empathy, and just being on good terms with your exes? Just a few things here that they say are things that make people more attractive. Do you agree before we even,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Because sometimes you can look at somebody and go, no, you know, they're average looking or they're... But then you get to know them, you're like, they are one of the most beautiful people I know.
Yeah. What if you're neither? Is there?
It's like she's a sweet spirit, but she's got a great personality.
Yeah, or same thing with me. I'm kind of like, no wonder I have to pay my wife an allowance to stay with me. But
people on social media are talking about the unexpected things that make someone hotter.
And sure, that's like 95% of it right there. Is that you would just have those, you know, those qualities. Now, people are saying that these are some of the reasons. It looks like they've given us 10 reasons here.
These are some of the highlights of this survey. The ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke. Do we? Okay.
Yeah, I know. But now, have you known someone who is drop dead hot? And then their personality is like, ooh, boy.
Oh, absolutely. If they're rude or arrogant or they are unkind, absolutely. Yeah.
And does that then, have you ever still looked at a person and gone, okay, I know what kind of a person you are, but you're still hot. You know what I mean? Are you, you know, for a guy,
yeah, but,
I mean, I'm saying
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, hot's not everything.
No, I know,
mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It's just one little piece of the puzzle.
That's what I'm saying. So, or does it really affect looking at that person and go, you know what? I honestly can't see your hotness anymore just because I know what kind of a person you are. You know what I mean?
I mean, it all blends together. Yeah.
So here's the next one. They don't have to actually enjoy all of the favorite movies and musics, but they take your hobbies and favorites seriously. Or when they can be interested in something that you're passionate about just because it's not your interest.
Yeah,
just
they're not,
because
they're
it's
not like, well, that's dumb. That's
yes.
dumb that you like to mow the lawn. Or
right.
That's dumb that.
Right. And man, it's, yeah, got to be careful, right?
Yeah.
In relationships, because you can immediately act, even with body language, when somebody starts to express something to you that's important to them. And your body language says, let me go back to watching the golf game or whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? It's hurtful, you know, because it just because you're not passionate about it doesn't
mean
that
it's dismissive.
Yeah.
Being polite and friendly to people in public, especially workers out in public.
Yes. Now, you knew of someone who was like that kind of.
Yes.
Workers. You know, that they would, through the drive-through and stuff like that, you know, they're just like, yeah, I'm not even going to say hi or thank you or whatever. Showing empathy.
Okay.
You
yep.
know?
Making eye contact with other people.
And here's one, a big one. They put the needs of others before their own.
And I think that's a fine line. You know, you have to look out for yourself, but you also have to look out for other people. But you don't have to put... every single time put the needs of others before you, but
yeah.
It's just a fine line to walk.
And you have to be super careful in a relationship as well, not to make sure that you spend too much attention trying to take care of the needs of everybody in the neighborhood, and then you're not really taking care of your significant other, your spouse or something, you know, because you could be like the neighborhood bishop, so to speak. You know what I mean? I mean, just that person that will help everybody on the block. And then when your wife needs help, then they're like, well, I'm kind of busy.
they enjoy reading books or just learning about new things in general, not afraid to try new things.
They do the right thing, even if it might make them look bad. They just do the right thing.
Somebody said decent people will only do what's expected, but good people will go the extra mile to do the right thing, even when no one's watching.
I love that.
Yeah,
because I'm not sure I could be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
one
sure
of those
any of
people.
Us are perfect in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because that's that thing where you're like, do I pick up that $100 bill because I know that person dropped it? You know what I mean? Or those cases where you know you can fully get away with something, but you still do the right thing. And then the ability to adapt any situation and not allow adversity to get to them.
Someone said, this is controversial, but I look favorably on people who are friends with their exes, or at least don't talk unreserved crap about them.
Okay.
Not always possible or healthy to be friendly with your ex, but in some cases it can demonstrate maturity and responsibility.
Yeah. I think that's great.
And I do too. I mean, absolutely.
As much as maybe they're a scumbag, but man, if you're all, if that's all you're doing is bashing the ex every time, every chance you get.
It's kind of fun to joke about, but obviously that street went two ways.
Yeah.
So,
right,
yeah.
Right. But, you know, if you're one of those people that are constantly talking negatively about, you know, your ex or something like that, when you're around other people, then it does kind of throw up a little bit of a immature flag, and then also a flag that says, I wonder what they're saying about me.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't say my name. This person could be amazing, but if they have no relationship with their kids, it's a huge red flag for me.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Traffic update, Unley West.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You bet.
And hopefully we'll all be able to get along with a little bit of moisture here. We don't really have a choice, right? It is going to be a little rainy. Still today, about a 90% chance, and that will be circling back around and giving us another wave here later on tonight and into tomorrow morning, so be aware of that. Some hit and miss the rest of the week, and then nice for the weekend. Yeah, we're looking at a high today of 56 degrees.
Right now, it's 37 and cloudy downtown.
Still your chance to listen for the Instant Cash Song of the Day. Mamaw's House, Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen. When you hear it, be caller Z. Win yourself some cash right here from the Z, live and local. Cody Johnson until you can't. Happy Seis de Mayo, in case you celebrated a little bit too much yesterday.
The following is a public service message from this station.
Hello. I'm whispering because today is Seis de Mayo. You and your coworkers probably went out last night and tipped the bottle a bit and don't feel so good today. So this station is offering you free Seis de Mayo survival tips. Number one, drink lots of water. Number two, avoid sunlight. Number three, if you still smell like the tequila, avoid your boss. And number four, listen very carefully to this. Avoid
loud noises! Avoid loud music! Avoid screaming people! Avoid anything loud!
Those are your Seis de Mayo survival tips. You're welcome. Let's talk again on July 5th.
Right. The National Beverage Day today. We're going to find out some of the top drinks and the top drinks in all 50 states. Of course, I don't think we'll go through the whole list. We'll touch on a few of them, and then we'll find out what it is for Utah here. Well, we have a little chance to talk to Thomas Rhett, because of Mother's Day coming up here this weekend. And, of course, he's talking about, in this particular case, his wife, Lauren.
I just watch my wife sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you do this with such grace. I've said this before, but she's my superhero and somebody that I just get to learn from every day. And also getting to watch Lauren's mom and my mom, it's like, I think when you have kids, you have this whole other sense of just gratefulness for everything that your mom did for you growing up. And realizing how many times she wanted to just rip your head off, you know, and she didn't.
It was always hotter than the grill.
TR featuring Morgan Wallen and Mamaw's House. And you heard it right. That's what we've been promoting here. It is the Instant Cash Song of the Day, and you are caller Z. Who is this?
This is Justin.
Justin, you
winner!
Did it.
Sweet.
You got it, man. You just got yourself $250. How about that? I don't know if your job pays you $250 an hour, but you just scored it big time.
That's awesome.
Now, Justin, you can keep winning. We'll play that same song in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours today. Be caller Z like you just did, and you'll pick up $1,000 in cash. Win as many times as you can, all right?
Sweet. I'll keep trying.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Salt Lake right now.
Heck yeah. This is not Pittsburgh?
It's not New York. It's not, you know, some contest that runs across the whole country. It is right here with people like you, Justin, calling in, listening faithfully to your favorite radio station, and we appreciate it. Who hooks you up with the most cash?
Dave and Deb, Z104.
Right on.
Hold on a sec. We'll get this great big old check to you, okay?
All right.
What would you like to do? Now, are you really on your way to work? Are you at work?
I'm sitting outside. I got to go in.
Well, you can call in Rich, dude.
I could try.
You could at least try for a little bit, right? Do you want to do a shout-out to your work?
It's one of the pharmacy chains.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right on.
CVS. Yeah. All right.
All right, cool. Are you? Do you sell drugs out in the parking lot?
I might.
No, I'm just messing with you, dude. Hold on a second. We'll grab some more information. Such a good song. Megan Maroney and I'm Not Pretty. I love the line, zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing. Boy, yeah. How often do we do that, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Mothers, you are pretty inside and out. We appreciate and give a early shout out to all y'all for Happy Mother's Day coming up this Sunday.
Mother's Day is practically here, and you and your brothers and sisters are going to give her gifts then, right?
Yeah.
But if Mom gets a gift from you before Mother's Day as well as on Mother's Day,
she'll love me more.
Right. So get out there and buy her a pre-Mother's Day gift.
Pre-Mother's Day?
And a regular Mother's Day gift.
Both?
So she'll remember that when she updates her will.
Got it.
Buy your mom a pre-Mother's Day gift in addition to a regular Mother's Day gift.
Where are my keys?
Hey, times are hard. If we can sucker you into buying two gifts, we're gonna do it.
Why not? Be the golden child.
Absolutely.
And spoil Mom here just ahead of time.
What did you get, Mom?
Yeah, I know. Hey, about an hour ago, I dropped my AirPods in the poop, in the old poop tank.
How are they doing, Dave?
And I think they're drying out over there. However, I scrubbed my hands so fiercely for so long that we had to play an extra song. Deb, Deb Holler.
Play another song! You're going to have to play another song!
Deb Holler down the hallway. 5 seconds left! Oh,
okay,
and I'm like,
Dave.
I still got poop on my hands.
Okay.
Sorry, you're going to have to do that. But thank goodness, I think we'll be okay. However, again, my request to Apple would be make a case that floats would help a little bit. What are some of the strangest things that have been found in sewers? I think there's some things that you really don't want to think about. However, some people were saying that they would have just let the AirPods go. $240, they says it's not worth it. Some of the comments that were coming in here. Sewer company just put this list together of some of the weirdest stuff that they've come across.
Toys, including a Ken doll and a Dora the Explorer action figure, which apparently went on quite a wild exploration.
Yeah, I guess it would. I would imagine that some of these things would be a little tough to go through the whole system and make it to the sewer system.
Like this next one.
Yeah. Like pieces of a garden shed.
Wow.
What are you doing? You're breaking it down?
Not going to the dump, Judy. I'm just going to put it down the toilet.
Yeah, I thought maybe if we break it up into 3x3 squares, it'll probably go down.
So weird.
Right?
Weird. My dad did this one. False teeth. He you know, he wore the cowboy shirts with the pocket. And somehow...
The pearl snap.
But I guess his shirt wasn't snapped or whatever. But I guess when he was standing up and wrangling around and chewing up his pants and flushing or whatever, they fell out of his pocket. As soon as he hit flush, his upper plate went down the toilet.
Now, is he one of those types that would probably blame it on somebody else?
Oh, it was probably my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was probably away at school when it happened, and he probably...
Right. That damn Deborah.
Yeah. She should have snapped my pocket shut.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I know what you mean.
Here we go. Underwear. Woo. I have no idea how some people are thinking that this is going to make it all the way through the system.
Okay,
flushing your underwear.
Let me tell you. So my friends were just in Disneyland, and they have a little 3-year-old.
Uh-huh.
She was in the shower with the 3-year-old.
Okay.
And she looked over in the hotel toilet, and he had put her underwear and bra in the toilet. And so she was like, "Ah, get out and go find your dad." So he said, okay. She put a towel around him, and he, well, come to find out, the husband had gone out to the car outside. So the kid went outside.
Okay.
So my friend got out of the shower and figured out he wasn't in the room, the little 3-year-old. So she panicked and went out stark naked into the hallway, came eye to eye with another man that was staying at the hotel. Oh my
God. What the?
I know, right?
But this all because her underwear and bra got put inside the toilet? Why
yeah.
doesn't she just reach in and grab it? Why does she have to get the man?
Well, she was chasing her kid because the kid ran away naked out into the parking lot of
because
the hotel.
She said,
go find your dad. So he was doing what he was told.
All right.
She didn't know the dad was out in the parking lot.
Oh, so he wasn't going out.
But the kid did.
The kid wasn't going out to get the dad to come in and take care of the underwear issue.
No, he's a runner.
Oh,
and so
man.
He just took off.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I'll do that, Mom.
Yeah. Well, there was an eyeful for someone there.
The man in the hallway.
Now, some ladies' underwear, really, honestly, they are like a piece of string anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Could happen.
I could see actually something like
that
going through. A chopped up bed frame. Again, I have
How?
No understand why people are trying to flush these
That's
things
so
through the
weird.
Sewer system. Yeah.
Glasses. I can sort of see that happening.
Now, wallets, again, I guess you would stand up and at the same time not realize that you just flushed it down. But again.
See, you would say, I don't know how you can flush AirPods down the toilet until it happens to you. And then.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you could have hit flush. They would have been gone.
I heard the little clanky clank and I went, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And I stood up without wiping or anything, man. I stood up.
And
I'm like reaching, and I'm just, I didn't even give it a second thought. I saw those suckers sliding down, and it went under the first little tube.
Took cover.
There, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm reaching. I'm going.
Yep. Gotta
do it.
It was
the nastiest thing that I ever, have done.
How about your keys?
Yep.
Your keys drop in the
now,
toilet.
Now, cutlery. what happened to the butcher knife?
Found a whole set of really nice silver
yeah.
in the sewer. I don't know how this one. Car tires?
What? All right.
Are you kidding me?
It says it's unclear how the items get in the system. Apparently, some of them are flushed, and others may have entered through storm drains.
I was just going to say, yeah, some of them probably. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody has lifted off the manhole covers of some of this stuff and chucked them down the manhole covers.
Found out how to get rid of the shed, Judy.
There's a manhole cover right out there.
I just like this so bizarre to me.
You know that day bed we wanted to get rid of?
It's in the sewer now.
Help me out. 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's cut that sucker up into pieces and drop it down the manhole. We're good to go now.
Bizarre. That just seems like so much more work.
It does, doesn't
than just
it?
Just taking it to the dump.
The company also used this to an opportunity to remind people not to flush things other than toilet paper, including wet wipes, diapers, paper towels, cotton swabs, and hygiene products down the toilet. Now, when they say wet wipes, they make flushable wet wipes.
I heard you're still not supposed to flush those. That's what I heard.
Well, then why do they say it?
I don't know. We need a plumber to tell us. Actually,
why do they say flushable wet wipes?
Because they want
there?
You to buy them and think, well, I'll just flush these. Yeah.
Well, but you think they'd get in trouble, wouldn't they? Wouldn't there be some
maybe.
Company out there that controls that and goes, hey, we're gonna test your product, and if it doesn't disintegrate in the water, your little flushable wet wipe, you can't put flushable on the wet wipe. I mean, that's at least what I thought.
I would think so, but
you know?
I'd have to ask a plumber.
Yeah.
But I think I am a general contractor. Do not flush any wipes, even if they say flushable. Shane says all flushable wipes are lies. I'm a septic tank pumper. Flushable wipes are bad. Kevin Leonard, any wipe, wet wipe is flushable as long as you're not at your own house.
Okay, there you go.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right, our morning shout outs. I have a birthday shout out. Broski of Heber City, Josh Gelenio, had a birthday on Saturday. And so I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. So it's a little belated, but happy birthday to you. And then also a guy by the name of Scott, who was my camping neighbor there for a couple of days up there in Heber City. Shout out to you, Scooter, and appreciate you tuning in.
Just want to shout out to Dave and Deb this morning, listening to you in Gulf Shores, Alabama, from Reagan Weiniger. You know, Jody Weiniger, she says, I'm Jody Weiniger's good-looking brother.
Ah, okay.
Sent me a picture, and it's 80 degrees and beautiful there.
That is nice.
Chad says, hey, I'd like to shout out to the Santaquin Police Department. They lost one of their officers yesterday.
Absolutely. We've talked about that a couple of times this morning, but man, what a great shout-out that is.
And then we have some birthdays. Oh, my gosh. Where are they?
Uh-oh.
Birthdays. Come on. It is definitely a Monday today.
Yeah, it feels like it. And it is.
Sandy Hamblin. Or Hamlin. Jared Richardson. Your dentist. It's your dentist's birthday.
Heck yeah,
did you
it
know
is.
That?
Oh, yeah. Already sent him off a text.
Right? Jeff Nielsen. James Mathis. Marcus Turgle. Jennifer Shoup. Ron Berger. Molly Sylvester. Debbie Kelly, Stephanie Cook, Lenny V, Caitlin Nielsen, David Wubkus, Ken Whipple. Anybody Ken else that's having too. A birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
All right. And we have our little birthday song. It's just normal today. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be. Happy, happy birthday from the Z. Z.
Z.
Z. Z.
Right on the money, Dave.
Higher there. Z. No, not like that. Carly Pearce. And, of course, you can recognize the voice featured on that one as Chris Stapleton. We don't fight anymore. Coming up here on the Z, we have Dump It or Dig It happening this morning here within the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, we have a new song from Kane Brown.
Yeah. And National Beverage Day today. What is your favorite beverage? It looks like they're sort of it's a pretty broad topic for a holiday. I mean, we just had Cinco de Mayo. We really do. You need to remember to hydrate.
I was as at we Chili's yesterday. A lot of margs being served.
Margs.
For Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
I didn't know. Well, you know, you got the little short abbreviation for him. What's the short term for pina colada?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Probably peenies.
PC.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about for whiskey?
I have no,
but just so Marks
Jack and Coke. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. Now you're supposed to celebrate by kicking back today and enjoying your favorite beverage. A new poll looked at the top cocktail people have been Googling in all 50 states.
All right, so here it is. Number three is pretty obscure drink to be in the top search in 5 different states.
Wow, I've never even heard of this drink. Not that I'm a big drinker, but I've never heard of the Constantine.
It's an old drink from the 1930s that's kind of like a gin martini, but with a splash of absinthe.
Absinthe?
Abstinence.
I didn't get pregnant because we practiced abstinence.
Abstinence. because we just abstained from it.
A splash of abstinence.
That's exactly what it is.
Martini was number one in 9 states, including the District of Columbia as well.
And then the Margs, margaritas, with 31 states. It's also the top drink Canadians are searching for. So I would assume with that being the largest, it would be Utah as well.
It is Utah.
Okay, so margarita.
Now, the Constantine is supposedly the top search in Michigan, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, and West Virginia, but nobody knows why that is, because it's a very obscure drink. A mojito is the top search in Arkansas and Wisconsin. Pina colada is number one in Hawaii. And hungover tourists in Nevada are constantly searching for the Bloody Mary.
There it is for you. It's just V8 juice, you know.
Absolutely.
So if you want to serve
is.
It up at the next ward activity, yes. You go right ahead. It's just tell them it's just the tomato juice and you're good to go. Weather is brought to you by a form of birth control called Abstineth.
You want almost sounds like that liquor.
That's what we were talking about.
Exactly.
That's why. That's okay. Yeah. I must have missed that part. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. If you want to stay away from the rain, boy, you're going to head south.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Well, Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku E-Bikes, as usual. We appreciate them.
Yes, and we've got a brand new song from Kane Brown, and he says, I have not been as excited to put a song out in a minute. Felt like a smash. I had to jump on it. Everyone we showed it to has said the same thing. It's a good summer song, and I hope y'all love it as much as I do. So we want to know what you think. It's called Miles on It, Kane Brown. Text us 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets to the Ute Stampede Rodeo for Thursday night, July 11th, down in Nephi.
Utah.
Yeah.
Hey, did Mike Mathis pass away?
He passed away.
Man,
yeah.
That's a sad deal right there.
Yep.
Mike Mathis was the voice of the Ute Stampede and many other rodeos for a long, long time. And I loved it the way he said, in Nephi, Utah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he will be missed. And we also want to have you call in, too. That same number that you text will also get you here to the studio if you want to make a good old-fashioned phone call and let us know what you think about it. Kane Brown, Miles on It, Dump It or Dig It.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. These wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's push to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Up the night like that radio dial, shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine, just you and me in a truck bed ride like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Smooth, Dave.
I know, I'd hate to ruin it because it sounds the exact same beat as that right there. What do you think? Party or not? It is Kane Brown and Miles on It. It's our Dump It or Dig It song this morning.
Dump it, my Cinco de Mayo hangover did not sign up for this. Lisa Ashton says, dig it. Andrew Pace, dump it. Never been a Kane Brown fan. Dig it, Valerie Madrid. Laurie Olson, dig it. Great song for a Monday. I love Kane Brown. Katie Lacroix says, dig it for sure. I love Kane. Rhett Taylor, dig it. Kane Brown is great. April Adams, dig it. Fun Monday song. Dig it. Love it from Shane. Dump it. Love Kane Brown, but definitely not this repetitive junk. Amber Vargo. Dig it. It's going to grow on me. Zane says, it's almost good. I like the lyrics, but it feels like a pop song. Winter Absinthia. Absinthia. Winter.
Okay.
Winter says, dump it or dig it.
All right. What's your name?
Hi, this is Wayne.
And what do you think, Wayne?
You know, I love it. It's so much like Dave and Deb's show. Wow.
Oh, hey. My gosh. That is so nice of
well,
you.
Well, we'll take that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Happy Monday. love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it, Deb and Dave.
Hey, how the heck are you?
Thanks, Butch. Our two crossing guards.
Yeah, there
in a
we
row.
Go. Wow. Yeah. It's crossing guard voting this weekend.
Yeah.
This morning.
It's moist down here.
I know.
It's a little moist, isn't it?
Is it snowing up there in Kaysville?
No, but it sure is chilly.
Yeah, it's all like right. In the 30s this morning. Crazy.
Try to stay dry. Thanks, man. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. We'll see you, bye.
Benson and Matt both dig it. Keep it. Love it. Sounds great. Dig it. What a fun song. This isn't a dance pop station. Stephen Coleman. Lindsay Ream. Dig it. Very good upbeat for Monday. Dig it. Laura Facer. I love Kane. Not sure about this one. Dig it for now because I love Kane Brown. Pokey says dump it. Dig it. This is a great upbeat morning song. Christy Kelling, dancing in my chair. Dig it. Ooh, dump this. Esther Christian. Carrie Warner, I'm sending you my vote now. Dig it. Dig it from Nikki Woolsey. We need to get some Kane Brown tickets this week. Dig it. Dylan Anderson. Brooke Green, I like Kane Brown, but this is the stupidest song. I love Kane Brown, but this is a miss. Don't love the club vibe. Dig it from Jason Robertson. Dump it. It isn't country. It's rap. Dump it. Not a Kane Brown fan. Dig it. Love me some Kane. Big fan of Kane Brown. Summer Andreasen digging it. Chris Gillette. Jason Wee says dump it. Terry Wynn says dump it. Not a fan. Jess Curtis says dig it. Danny Bowser says dig it.
Off the phone. Who is this?
Hey, Skip.
What do you think, man?
Dump it.
All right. Not so much. Happy Monday. Thanks.
No. You too.
All right. Okay, bye.
I'll give it a dig. Not sure Virginia will in Riverdale will approve, if you know what I mean.
I know.
Denton Bingham says dig it. Sandy Lund, not a fan, going to dump it. Soft, nice dig for summer. Don't really love Kane. Peyton Oliver, Kelsey Bishop, dig it. Cassidy Cup, dig it. Tosh Phillips, mild dig. Brad Gull, dig it. I can hear this playing in my car at home. Dump it from Regina Hansen. I'm going to say 60-40.
Okay.
For Miles On It from Kane Brown. It's his brand new single.
And we'll roll the music. As the music stops, Deb will stop scrolling and we'll find us a winner. She just never knows when the music will stop.
Becky Lindsay is our winner. Becky Lindsay, you are the winner. I will text you. We'll get you these tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning at 8:20, all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Man, we should be thinking about moms every day during the year, right? Well, at least this is your reminder to go ahead and get mom into a brand new e-bike or scooter. You can save $200 off right now any brand new e-bike or scooter. And then, in addition to that, they're also going to give you a free trailer. And if you have not checked out some of the different trailers that they have available, you can haul around your kids in one of these trailers. It really is that cool. So you ought to check it out for mom or the whole fam, BAKCOU.com. Game changer. Baku.com. It's Jason Aldean on Z104.
Let your boys be country.
And you can take your boys and a couple of other people with you, as you could win a family four-pack of tickets to see Jason Aldean. Plus, you're going to be able to get your own exclusive meet-and-greet Zoom with Jason as a big grand prize. And that's all a part of our big Lagoon Mother's Day giveaway. Morning, Z104. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. You're caller Z.
Yes. All right. It's Coasters.
I've been begging my husband to go to Lagoon, and now he has no excuse.
He has, it's free. All we got to do is drive up there. It is Coasters and Country. Yes. Kelsey, you have two Lagoon all-day passports. You can use them any day this year. Now, we want to remind everybody, this Sunday, you can bring your mom for special pricing of only $74.95 when you buy two or more passes this Sunday. Just mention Mother's Day at the ticket window. Or buy online at lagoonpark.com using promo code MOMSDAY24. Plus,
wait, there's more.
The first 200 moms through the gate this Sunday will get a special gift from Lagoon. But Kelsey, you're also qualified to win the country part of this. Four tickets for Jason Aldean's Highway Desperado Tour, 9-7 at Utah First Amphitheater, and a Zoom meet and greet with Jason. That we'll do that drawing this Friday at 6:30. All right.
Dang.
Yay.
Take a breath, Deb.
I'm so excited.
It's Coasters and Country. Now, all from Z104.
Favorite thing at Lagoon?
The cannibal. Yes, I couldn't remember the name. The cannibal.
Yeah. Oh, you're a brave one. I've never ridden that.
Deb doesn't even like the sky coaster.
You have to try it. It's so fun.
I know. I couldn't do it.
She doesn't even like the little chairlift that takes you from one end of the park to the other.
No,
the sky
ride. No, I don't.
But good for you. Are you a mom?
I am a mom.
Right on. Now, just to let everybody know, you don't have to be a mom to do this little prize. It's one of those things that's open really to anybody. But a mom of how many kids?
I have two, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, bless man, you. So you're busy.
Yeah.
Shout out to your husband.
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, I don't mean that he did that, he provided the seed. I mean, a shout out to, I mean, I'm just saying just a general shout out to him. What's his name?
His name is Ryan.
All right. Ryan. And is it Kelsey, you say?
Yes.
Kelsey and Ryan going to Lagoon free on the Z. Who's hooking you up with the most fun?
Z104.
Love it. Thank
you. .com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Little bit of rain hanging around today. We'll call it about a 90% chance. It is going to be moist. Temperatures dropping. Now, 56 for the high today, 49 for the high tomorrow. But, man, are we going to rebound all over the place. We'll go from 20 degrees below normal to about 10 degrees above normal by the time the weekend hits for Mother's Day. But if we can just put up with a little bit of moisture in between, we'll be good to go.
Right now, it's 39 and cloudy downtown.
On the way, we're going to do our Monday edition of Think Fast, a round of that. Plus, we're going to find out what your body needs. There are certain three things that your body needs this week, and we'll tell you about it coming up. Don't give a woman a chance to tell us. I got a few things a man ought to know. Where's my list?
I just got this text from Joe Barker. There will be a procession for Sergeant Bill Hooser at 10 a.m. starting at the State Crimes Lab, 45th South, 2700 West in Taylorsville. We'll travel I-15 to Santa Quinn. My little sister and her family will be traveling with him. He was my brother-in-law.
Wow.
Please come out and show your support.
That's in case you're not familiar over the weekend. Yesterday, the loss of one of our very own police officers in the Santa Quinn Police Department with a tragic accident yesterday. And that starts at what time again?
10 a.m. From the State Crimes Lab. Once again, 45th South, 2700 West. And it will travel along I-15 to Santa Quinn as they take his body back home.
Now, obviously, to support this procession is as a bystander, not right. A part of it. I mean, I just wanted to clarify that. Some people might think...
Well, I think you can travel with the entourage if you want. You can
after
follow
it goes by.
The cars down to Santa Quinn. Yeah. May or may not need to know that heads up traffic-wise if you're right. Heading south on I-15 at that time.
Right. Good reminder. We'll get to another report coming up here with Lee at the top of the hour. Your body needs three things, and they're saying this week, we hear about this a lot, where just walking is good for your health, and we hear this even from people who will, sometimes ask a fitness professional, and they'll be how do I get from A to Z without all of the work? And they're like, and they're saying, look, just start to walk, man. Just do something.
Like you watch somebody working out and they're just lifting, you know, 5 pound weights. And I'm like, is that real? Oh, yeah, I just sit and watch. Is that really doing any good?
To start somewhere.
Yeah, we hear a lot about how just walking is great for your health. Is it really enough? Someone talked to a fitness expert who said we should really be focusing on 3 different types of movement each week, and they are...
everyday movement. Now, it includes walking, stretching, and bending. Doing that stuff every day is a great first step. And sometimes we just think about... well, what can I do? What if, say, for instance, the weather? You don't want to get out and maybe walk because of the weather or something like that. You know, you can do some of these other things. Even just bending and stretching and doing something inside
can
do it. Besides
laying on your bed and scrolling social media like I do. So
did you do a push-up in there in between?
I know, right? That's everyday movement. Add to that athletic movement, meaning things like true cardio and weight training. You don't have to do it every day, but a few times a week, the more varied, the better.
And if you hate cardio like I do, just weightlift. Just do something. Right. Just do some kind of weight training, because actually I swear by that even over cardio. And I know there's going to be diehard runners out there. They're going to say that, you know, I'm stupid. But and then social movement, meaning it also involves other people as well. So things like golf, dancing, pickleball, stuff like that, whatever it is, just make sure that it's something that you enjoy, and that way you can make it a habit, which is actually what you did with biking. Where, you know, you found something that you enjoy.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it, but I absolutely love it. Thank heavens.
Right.
That I like to do something physical. Yeah, pickleball's another one. I have not played pickleball yet this year, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I really like it.
But really, I mean, it is fun to be able to get out and do stuff that almost sometimes doesn't, you don't think about it as exercise, because you think about it as fun.
I have to trick myself.
And then, of course, the honorable mention is something I've already done this morning, a bowel movement.
On your AirPods.
And they say that on my AirPods.
You're going to have to play another song.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so in case you missed it, about 2 hours ago at this very moment, I had a nice BM, and I dropped my AirPods after the fact. So I had to go digging for those and searching for those. And yes, and I have cleaned up.
We had 5 seconds left, and I didn't know where Dave was. So I yelled down the hall, "We have 5 seconds left." And I heard commotion and the bathroom door open. You're going to have to play another song. So Dave's sick. He's having a heart attack or something. I popped another song in there, and then he comes in and he goes, "Oh, I dropped my AirPods in the toilet with a number 2.
just horrible. It's a horrible way to get the day started, just so you know. But in all seriousness, if you're not having a bowel movement, at least, you know, one of those a week, a good BM, one, let me see a doctor.
Yeah.
Because, man.
I would think more often than
I would
that.
Too.
But it's why I'm on the Envy Apple plan.
Yeah.
I tried that. Did you?
I did. I went out and bought me some Apple Crisp or Honey Crisp.
Okay. You didn't try the Envy's.
No, they didn't have them.
Okay.
Where I was shopping at the time.
All right.
So I had 2 choices. Actually 3. Red Delicious.
Okay.
Pink. And then Honey Crisp. And so I bought the Honey Crisp. Actually, I bought 1 pink. Horrible.
You didn't like it?
No.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
It's just called pink. And they are the driest. That's just me, you know. But if all y'all love that, that's great. But I have not tried the Envy. And I am willing to do that, because now I envy you. And I'm willing to break out of my Honey Crisp habit and then... hopefully you're having more than just 1 bowel movement a week.
Man. But when you don't, you get very edgy.
Yeah.
You get a little anxiety.
Yeah, when you get backed up like that.
Yeah. You're like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah. And then
Kelly
you have
Gurman
a good BM,
says,
and then you're
I
like,
love...
I'm a whole new person.
Kelly Gurman says, I love Pink Lady. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's just called Pink.
Letha's voting for Cosmic Crisp.
Okay.
So, we all have our favorites.
Didn't you say there was one called cotton candy that's expensive? No, what?
That's grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Cotton candy grapes. Right. And they are delicious. Oh, they're good.
Grapes would also help your system as well, I'm sure.
Nothing does it for me like an apple, just if you want to know.
Thanks. I do, and now we know.
Yeah, now we know.
All right, Lee's
and
got
nobody cares.
Another report for us at 9:01. What's up? Hey, I've already done the weather, so if you want to hang for a minute here, we're going to do one little round of Think Fast.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Ready.
Deb's got to go out to her car and get the
bell. I'll be right back.
Yeah,
another song.
Where's she?
Okay, I'm back.
I just dropped my bell in the toilet.
My gosh. It might make it sound better.
It might. It might be actually on tune that way, right? Okay, here we go. An instrument heard in a country song starting with B.
Banjo.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Deb's bell. Bell's
I think
weak.
You broke. Well, I think you broke it. It's you always
weak.
Hit it so
no,
hard.
No, I just hit it like with my hand cupped, right. And it didn't work right.
An instrument used in surgery starting with S.
Scalpel.
That was a tie. I'm calling it. An instrument a kid might play in kindergarten starting with T. Lee.
The triangle.
Okay.
I was going to say the tambourine.
It is? No. That's actually what. That's a great answer.
That's true. Okay.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Triangle, the tambourine. An instrument heard in a polka song starting with A.
Accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only
pretty
thing.
Much. Really
isn't that the only thing
you
that
can
would...
hear?
The auto harp.
I know. And then an instrument heard in church starting with O.
Organ.
Yeah.
Oh, both of you guys. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I actually, I am an organ player.
I play
the organ.
Dave, we're aware.
We're very much
aware. We know you like to play the organ.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult. You got to use your feet and your hands.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yep.
All right, that's it for today.
Okay.
We'll catch you at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Lee.
All right.
So this is where it ends.
Right there it does. Bailey Zimmerman on the Z. Hey, this Hall & Oates thing, man, it's a big deal.
Hall & Oates, what's the reason for your breakup? Yes, Daryl Hall, what about getting back together with John Oates? John Oates, what do you have to say to Daryl? What if we asked you to get up on stage together? And what are your friends saying about reuniting? What else did you tell John? And John, what was your response to Daryl?
You're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway.
How do you really feel?
I feel I can't go on.
One last question. What did you say to the lawyer who wrote up the breakup agreement?
There it is. Hall & Oates.
Apparently, John Oates and his team engaged in the ultimate partnership betrayal by pushing to sell his share of their catalog while telling Hall's associates he wanted to maintain his ownership. Hall alleged that Oates in recent years has become adversarial and aggressive instead of professional and courteous towards him.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's all over money.
Crap happens. I mean, that's kind of how I see our this morning show disintegrating.
Dave.
It's going to be all
yeah,
over.
If there was anything sellable here, luckily there isn't.
Nope, there's not. We couldn't even sell our best of. We don't even have enough to come up with a best of. Hey, I got a make up or break up. You ready for this one?
Okay, yeah.
Now, this one is titled, He Cries at the Gym.
Okay. I would, too. I'm with him.
Dear Dave and Deb. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months. We are both active and into fitness. This kind of caught my eye, by the way, because we were just barely talking about the three things that you need to do. Just some kind of movement, you know, to get going.
Yeah.
And a bowel movement. It is the main point of our attraction for both of us. Recently, we started working out together every night, too. It didn't take long to notice that he does something in the gym that I have never seen before. He cries.
Okay.
It first happened while he was doing squats. I just thought that he was straining too much and only mentioned the tears streaming down his face because I thought that he was hurting himself, which I can relate to. Squats are brutal. But they're awesome, but they're brutal. He assured me he was fine, and then I let it go. Then after doing some intense cardio, he stood with his head leaning on the wall and just started sobbing. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing was wrong. He explained that he just gets emotional sometimes when working out.
Wow.
He said it actually makes him feel better, and he valued the emotional release of working out just as much as the physical. Here it goes on to say, I am 26 and have been working out since high school and have never once seen someone cry at the gym. Is this normal?
I mean, if you love the guy and that's all he's doing wrong, quote unquote wrong, I don't think it's a reason to break up.
You know what my take on it is?
What?
He's shooting testosterone.
Okay.
Which then will increase your estrogen levels in guys.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to have some kind of an estrogen blocker, too, that if you don't, then your nipples get sensitive. No, but I was just reading up on this, and I that's just my guess, though. But I'm wondering if maybe it is something to where maybe it is, if he hasn't been an emotional person all his life, that maybe now, since he's doing some intense workout, maybe
so
it has something to do with it.
If he's taking testosterone and it's making him cry, is that a reason to break up?
Probably not, because this whole thing was titled Make Up or Break Up, and I don't think it's reason to cry. I mean, reason to break up. She does go on to say here, the stares we were getting from other people in the gym makes me believe that it is not normal. And she says, I got to admit, it makes me want to work out with him less. And I'm even concerned about his mental state and our relationship.
I know, but it's
I right?
It's an hour a day in the gym versus the other 23 hours of the day. Is he okay? Does he treat you well? Is he a good guy?
Good points.
I think it's fine.
I think it's good points.
If all those are positive.
And I wonder, I guess she would have said in the email, right, if he cries, maybe it's just a super emotional dude. But if it is something to do with, like, the estrogen levels, you'd think that he would be sort of emotional all times during the day and not just working out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got some agreement from the text saying he's taking something.
Yeah. Interesting. But still, in our professional marriage relationship counseling from Dave and Deb, we say that is probably not.
If he's not being abusive,
worth
and,
breaking up for.
Yeah, if he's not being abusive and you love him, everything else about him, well, you know, whatever.
Just don't work out in the same area.
Yeah,
just
don't work out with him.
Yeah.
You go run while he's lifting or whatever.
And then let him cry over there in the squatting rack.
Absolutely.
And let some of the other guys kind of step in and take care of it and say, hey, is everything all right, dude? And then he can, you know, he can sob on their shoulder or something. All right, well, there we go. We've got our round of Dump It or Battle of the Sexes coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Another chance for you to win here. Plus, we're also giving away Brooks and Dunn tickets this hour. It's our Brooks and Dunn ticket tag. Listen for the cue to call. As soon as you hear the cue to call, be caller Z, and you win automatically, especially this first go-around in ticket tag.
Don't need to know the name of the previous winner because we haven't had one yet. We'll do that in the 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours all week long.
This is Hadley.
Hadley, what you got this morning?
Okay, so I looked this up because I'm 56 and I work out at the gym. And sometimes it makes me cry.
Yeah.
And I wondered if that was like normal or what the heck was going on. And I looked it up and did some research on it, and it's totally normal. It happens to a lot of people.
Is it because of supplements that you're taking, or is it just because the emotions are so high?
It's not supplements, because I don't take any supplements. I'm not taking any kind of supplements.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, if you look it up, it talks about how sometimes, and usually it's when you're super, like your exertion is really, really high, it can cause people to get emotional. It's actually a healthy thing.
So,
but it is.
Okay. So has somebody commented about you doing that, crying at the gym?
No, because I usually try and hide it.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed. I don't like to let other people see it. My husband knows. Like, I've talked to my husband about it. Like, we'll be, like, I'll be doing planks or I'm, like, when I'm really exerting and I get super emotional, I'll walk over and I'm like, I'm totally crying again.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And he just smiles at me.
Somebody said, no one questions. Somebody said, no one questions when a female cries, but when a guy gets emotional, everybody wonders what the heck is going on. Guys have feelings, too.
Yeah, they think it's kind of a sign of weakness when men cry. But what about, in your process of looking stuff up, does it say anything about people who cry at just the thought of going to the gym?
Dave, we're not talking about me here.
maybe Deb and I can relate to that. I don't know about you, Dave, but maybe Deb and I.
All right, thanks for your call.
We love
you. Yeah, you bet.
Bye.
Right, love you, bye. Have a great day. Love you, bye.
Call now to play Brooks and Dunn Ticket Tag. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Marnin' the Z, what is your name? Hello?
Hello?
3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
You barely made it in. Who is this?
Are you there?
I am.
All right, what's your name?
Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Woohoo.
Now, you don't need to know any previous winner's name and ticket tag because you're the first one to win in this contest this week. How about that?
That's awesome. Thank
However,
you.
The people that want to win in the 11 a.m. hour need to know your first and last name. It's Leah what?
Dellinger.
Leah Dellinger is the name you need to know for 11 a.m. ticket tag. Leah, you are going to see Brooks and Dunn, Ernest and David Lee Murphy, May 30th at Utah First Amphitheater. All right?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What are you doing on this snowy Utah day?
Just working.
Well, what do you do for work?
I'm a compliance analyst.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Did you get any about our show today?
Did I do what?
Did you get any complaints about our show today?
No.
Okay, good.
Have you ever considered using this as your answering machine?
If you're thinking about calling the radio station up to complain about our show, don't bother. Complain some other time. Thank you.
Do you just say that to somebody? Don't you feel like just saying that, like, hey, could you complain when the person takes over on my next shift? Do you deal with a lot of complaints every day?
No, I said that I was a compliance analyst.
Oh, compliance.
Oh, I thought you said complaint.
Well, we don't comply either,
no.
So.
All right. No, either way. Right. Now, what does a compliance administrator do or whatever the hell you said your name was? compliance what?
We just monitored that we're following the regulations.
Okay.
The legal regulations
of a company, or like, do you are you
employed? A financial institution.
Oh,
financial institution. So you make sure that people are really fiduciaries.
There you go.
Oh, because I always thought that was a cool word, fiduciary.
That is. Sounds very professional. All right, Leah, you're going to Brooks and Dunn. Come over and say hi at the venue when you get there, and grab some free stuff and enter to win something. All right.
Sounds great. Thank
all right.
You.
Hey, and it's not too early to just wish you happy Mother's Day this weekend, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. Do you want to do a little shout out to your family members? I mean, not everybody, but, you know, I mean, do you want to, like, you have so many kids or?
Thanks to my kids, Zach and Brianne.
Okay.
I love you guys very much.
Cool. I'm sure they love you back. You sound like a delightful lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, and I just said delightful lady on the radio.
We're just tickled pink to have you on the phone.
Oh, man. See what happens when you have to fish for your AirPods in feces.
Dave's had quite a day.
In the morning.
Yeah. So
you start using things.
Yeah, I've I heard that. So hey, you guys make my day every day.
Oh, man, you're so kind. You. Now, have you ever dropped anything in the toilet?
No, not that I can recall.
Am I the only dummy
and
in
I
the
hope
world?
I never do.
You know, I've dropped my phone a couple of times.
Yeah.
My dad dropped his upper plate dentures.
Yeah, but did you ever drop them in feces? Did you ever have
no.
a...
I haven't done that, no. Yeah, I haven't done that.
I think I would just have to let it go.
Yeah, that's what most people said. But Dave,
let it go.
Dave is a very economical, frugal man, and yeah. he fishes out of the feces. So.
And Jim, who comes in next, yes, I did wash my hands thoroughly. Just so you know. All right. Happy Monday to you, all right?
Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. We'll grab some more information. Hey, I started watching a new series.
What?
It's called The Veil.
Oh, I got to watch it. Is it good?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the lady that's in
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. And it's really good.
Oh, man.
All right.
Elizabeth Moss.
Yes, that's her.
Is her name. And it's only two episodes into the first season. And like the next one comes out on Tuesday and so on and so forth every week. But there's the new one on The Veil. In fact, I think I have a little trailer on it.
I bet you do.
Coming soon to a place. Don't miss the movie event of the year, or month, or decade, or millennium. It's a movie starring that guy from that one thing you like.
We need to do the thing sometime soon or later.
And the girl that has the face that you remember from that one show.
For this!
Plus, a special appearance from everybody's favorite animal.
There.
It's gonna be okay.
Watch as things happen and other things happen.
Look!
Where?
There!
Okay.
Don't miss a movie.
The
coming soon to a place sometime.
Battle of the Sexes coming up. Nate Smith on the Z.
And now a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Okay, so up for grabs. What do we have? Got to look here. Chantel Kinney, in the meantime, she says, I don't want to encourage any more of Dave's bathroom mishap, but I know someone who lost their phone in a porta potty and retrieved it.
Oh, man. Now, if you can see it on top,
I am still not going to retrieve that. I don't care.
Really?
Really. I will buy a new
phone.
If
it's on top, I'm getting the claw. I'm getting some kind of a claw down there.
The grabber.
My mom had one of those. I'm saying nobody go in there because my mom used the claw.
I'm not. All right. Battle of the Sexes up for grabs. We have two tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You know him as Walker from Yellowstone. You probably heard him sing a little bit on the show. He's here for a benefit concert benefiting the Ron McBride Foundation that sponsors after-school programs for at-risk youth. Tickets at thecomplex.com.
All right. More on the Z. What's your name?
Amy.
All right, Amy.
Yeah.
We'll find you a man. Hold on a second.
Excellent.
All right. Amy, by the way, happy Mother's Day. Hey, is it dangerous that I'm wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day once? What if somebody's not a mom?
It can be a tough holiday for people that have fertility issues or don't have kids, or it can be a tough holiday.
Are you basically
Some people
saying,
don't care, but it can be really like a tender holiday.
So you're saying shut up, Dave?
Kind of,
in a way?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's not the first time.
All right. Amy, but anyway, happy Mother's Day to you, okay?
Thank you.
Are you a mother? Just to make me feel better?
I sure am.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, let's see if we can't find you a dude. Morning, the Z, are you a dude? Hello?
No, it's a girl.
For a guy.
Happy Mother's Day anyway.
Okay.
I'm just going to wish everybody happy Mother's Day.
Okay, Dave.
Even when
take
it's
your
Father's
chances.
Day, I'm going to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Hey, that's what we needed. We needed a dude.
Josh and Amy.
All right.
Amy, we're going to go first. Which WNBA team drafted women's hoop star Angel Reese? The Dallas Wings, the Chicago Sky, or the Las Vegas Aces?
The Chicago Sky.
Yes. Did you know that?
My husband's a huge sports geek.
I love that.
Really? But has he kept up on the WNBA other than this year because of Caitlin?
You know, actually, he's kind of the guy that knows all the stats about everybody.
So. Oh, that's cool.
I just bought a WNBA hoodie, and people were making fun of me about it.
Did you really?
I did.
Hey, girl power.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
Oh, dang.
All right, Josh,
saying,
here's your question.
I've never dropped my earbuds in the toilet.
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, yeah. That's actually how I dropped them. They were in my hoodie. They were in the pocket of my hoodie. All right, Josh, here's your question. Actress Danielle Fishel recently turned 42. Which character did she play in Boy Meets World? Is it Topanga Lawrence, Angela Moore, or Morgan Matthews?
Topanga Lawrence.
Yeah, good job. And did you know that or a good guess?
Oh, she was my crush when I was little.
Oh, good for you.
Right on.
All right, Amy, what is the name of the lightest weight class in boxing? Bantamweight, flyweight, or featherweight?
Featherweight.
Flyweight.
I actually would have guessed feather, too.
But, yeah, me too.
But I never will be in either one of those. Josh, here's your question. What is the name of a makeup technique that involves creating a distinct line along the crease of the eyelid, typically using contrasting eyeshadow shades? Woo!
Yeah, that's complicated.
Yeah, that's a long one right there for you.
What am I supposed to do? Where's it supposed to go?
Is it called
I don't even know.
Cat eye, smoky eye, or cut crease?
Smoky eye.
Cut crease. Actually, probably more of the obvious answers. Oh. You think, yeah.
Where am I? Okay, Amy.
What is that?
What?
Where's the cut crease?
That's what I'm saying, Dave.
I know.
It's you just read it. It's a distinct line along the crease of the eyelid.
I know I read it, but it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's very intricate.
If you've done any amount of
yes, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh. All right, Amy. What's the name of the online gaming service that is essential to the Xbox experience, allowing players to connect and play games online? Xbox Plus, Xbox Pro, or Xbox Live?
Xbox Live.
Yes.
All right. Josh, here's your chance to tie it up. Which of these is not a sewing machine part? Feed dogs, thermal head, or needle bar?
Thermal head.
You got it, dude.
All right, we're tied.
So now we're tied.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, Deb's going to hold up a finger. Fingers between 1 and 10. Or 0 and 10, I guess. And Amy got through first. I believe you get a guess first. Okay, Amy?
Okay.
Go.
3.
Oh, my gosh. She
nailed it. You won. It was 3. Can't get any closer than that.
No, you can't.
Thanks for playing, Josh. And thanks for saying if you've done any amount of.
Oh, come on.
That was perfect.
Oh, come on. What is that? What if you've done any amount of.
Because you said that to me about cruising.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If you've done any amount of cruising.
I don't know why it is that stuff like that comes back to bite you.
Right.
You know, but. Leave it to a woman to remember what you said 6 years ago, 4 months and 30 days at 2:40 in the afternoon, you know?
Or Josh when he's playing Battle
or
of the
Josh
Sexes.
When he knows, too.
Yep.
Thanks, Josh. Hold on a second. We'll be right back with a few little leftovers coming up.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites.